This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3868 for Wednesday, the 31st of May 2023. Today's show is entitled News. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 12 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Scotty reports the recent FBI criminal reports and other news.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to an episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, Some Guy on the Internet. Today I'm reading more news, but I don't want this type of news to be under the Oh No News brand, because this is going to be a little bit more explicit, and I don't know how the community will receive it just yet. So if you guys do like it and want to hear more of this other type of news alongside the Oh No News, it'll be separate, but you know, you'll get more of it if you like it. Please leave comments. Also, I'm going to need a name for it. So I reached out to the community before. We rebranded what was once called HPR News, and it became the Oh No News thanks to some lovely suggestions from the community. I believe Dave Morris had the best name. We came up with some really great names, but Dave Morris won it. Ultimately, I chose it. And you have to be careful when picking names. One of the funny things that happened was a suggestion came in for some news on the internet, because I'm some guy on the internet, so this would be some news on the internet. I'm thankful that it was discovered before the name was chosen, but my name, some guy on the internet, spells Scotty, and some news on the internet was spelled Snotty. So that's why we didn't went with that's why we didn't choose some news on the internet. So I'd love to hear from you, some of your suggestions, and now let's get started with the news. In this article,
woman charged with conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud.
All right, so a Pennsylvania woman by the name of Florentina Mako, says here, age 39, she was arrested and charged on one count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud for defrauding Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services between the years 2007 and 2019. In the story, it says that she was submitting medically unnecessary urine drug tests for chronic opioid patients from a medical clinic where she was the chief executive officer. So apparently she was sending the medically unnecessary urine drug tests to a lab in which her company had control over, and then they would bill Medicare for these tests. Now, what they said is Medicare ended up paying out approximately $10 million over this two-year period for medically unnecessary urine drug tests. Now, this is at a time when we have an opioid crisis, so this was a little easier for her to hide, but she must have got like super greedy. Yeah, so they threw her in a slammer, and now she's facing what looks like up to 10 years for this. Yeah, it says the maximum penalty under federal law is 10 years imprisonment. So she makes millions of dollars. She'll have her lawyer argue it down. She'll probably get like 2 years in prison and probation, and she'll still come out a millionaire. For our next article,
Congressman George Santos charged with fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and false statements.
Wow. I've been hearing about this George Santos guy for a while. Embezzlement and all kinds of other things like that. And I thought they wouldn't get him. You know, they normally don't prosecute their own kind unless he became stingy and didn't kick up. Now, when you're in the United States government, you have a license to steal as much as you want. But the more you steal, the more you need to kick up. That's the rules. If you don't kick up, well, we get headlines like this. So the 13th court indicted him in the United States District Court, Eastern District of New York, in the 3rd District of New York, with 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of making materially false statements to House representatives, not White House, just House of Representatives. So apparently, looks like May 9th, the indictments came in, but they were sealed. Santos was arrested in that morning. Oh no, he was arrested on May 10th in the morning and arraigned before the U.S. Magistrate And of course, they got the usual statements, how the FBI remains committed to holding all equally and accountable under the law, which we all know that's horse crap. If you ever remember certain events in the past where certain officials housed sensitive data on their own personal servers, and when they were asked to turn over that data, they used bleach bit to wipe it out and all of that. I'm not a political guy. I'm not here to make political arguments about which side is right and wrong, but I'm just letting you know it's a dual railed system. Some people get to play on the fast rail. Others are forced to play on the slower, you know, dilapidated rail. All right. So they're saying that back in September of 2022, he operated a limited liability company, and that's what he used to defraud prospective political supporters. So I'm guessing, you know, campaign contributors and things of that nation, he was just stealing the money. And again, it's okay to do that so long as you kick up. Now, the unemployment insurance fraud scheme, that looks like those PPP loan type things that happened during COVID-19. Oh, no. It says that he allegedly fraudulently received more than $24,000 in unemployment insurance benefits. This was between March 2020 and April 2021. And well, this guy has been lying since day one. So, you know, the false statements to the House of Representatives, I mean, when has he not lied? That's kind of the part of the game these days with these congressmen anyway. So I'm not too interested in that, but I'm going to follow this story up. But I've been waiting for a while to see his name in the headlines. In this article,
New York man admits credit card fraud.
A man by the name of Robert Lorenko, age 52 from Queens, New York, pleaded guilty in a video conference before the U.S. judge, Joseph Rodriguez. Now, Lorenko allegedly opened up 23 credit cards using the identity of three victims he had befriended. Two of these victims are senior citizens. Now, of these 23 credit cards that this man opened up, he made purchases of up to $423,000. He also got a hold of one of the joint account cards of one of his victims and spent another $57,000. So on May 10th, 2023, he was charged with access device fraud, which carries a penalty of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. He's scheduled for sentencing in September 14th, 2023. Our next article.
Okmulgee County resident sentenced for brutal murder.
All right, this is somewhere in Oklahoma. I can't even pronounce the name properly. It looks like Okmulgee. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. If not, it'll be fine. But a man we're going to call Lewis here, Cameron Lewis, that's his name in the article, age 28, so very young. He got sentenced to 223 months in prison. Lewis pleaded guilty to the charges brought against him, which was second degree murder, apparently occurring on September 30th, 2021. The investigation of the case revealed that Lewis beat the victim to death with a television and a coat rack after an evening of drinking in the victim's apartment. So apparently some drunken rage boiled up and the guy flipped his wig and destroyed another human being. 223 months in prison. In our next article,
California man convicted of healthcare kickback conspiracy.
A California man by Stephen Donofrio, 49 years old, was found guilty by a jury on May 5th, 2023, during a two-week trial for what is being reported as healthcare kickback schemes, some type of fraud. So it says here that Donofrio conspired with others to pay and receive kickbacks in exchange for referral of and arranging for healthcare business, specifically for pharmacogenic PGX tests. We're just going to call them PGX tests. That's Papa Gamma X-ray tests. Now, these PGX tests, they're genetic tests that identify genetic variations that affect how individual patients metabolize certain drugs. It is said in an article that this man racked up $28 million in illegal kickbacks with him and his conspirators. One of his conspirators, Vincent Marchetti, was found guilty in December 16th, 2021, He was sentenced to 48 months. You know, millions of dollars, 48 months. You have 4 years, come out. You know, he probably won't even do the 4 years. He'll do like a year and a half, come back, and he's got millions. Another conspirator, Nicholas Arroyo, was sentenced to 21 months. And Kimberly Williett, sentenced to only 1 year and 1 day. There's a few other names in here. They were ordered to pay a fine of like $100,000 after they defrauded millions. And then you got to think about how much did the investigation cost to track them down and ultimately try and convict them. So yeah, more than $28 million in illegal kickbacks. Break that down against like, I don't know, six, seven people or something like that. They got a few names in here, but I'm not going to bore you with all the names. Tell them, okay, pay $100,000 in the fines, spend a couple of years in prison, get some probation, come out a millionaire. And I'm sure they had to spend some on lawyers and things of that nature as well to get that kind of a sweet deal. But it doesn't sound like the punishment fits the crime. All right, and that's it for our news block, ladies and gentlemen. Just let me know what you think. I held back on a lot of the more gruesome news, so like a lot of the murders and things. I mentioned one just so you can hear what type of news is out there. And I have numerous other sources of information that doesn't necessarily fit into the ONO News category of tech and tech related things. But it's still perfectly good news that I read on the regular. And because we have this constant issue with shows being low at certain times, I figure if I can create a bank of these type of shows, even fill a few of the emergency show gaps, this will be a great source of more shows. So let me know what you think. If you like it, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment, maybe send an email, catch me in Matrix, or even Mastodon. And if you really like it and you want to hear more, help me come up with a name. All right, that's all I have. Catch you guys in the next episode.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.